Hi, babe. Was that your mom? Yeah, I could hear over the game. Is everything okay? Oh, shit. That's like one of my worst nightmares. Yeah, I mean, is it really gone? Did she go back and look? Yeah, of course, that's a stupid question, but you know, sometimes when you're freaking out and you're anxious and stressed, you don't, you know, you look, but you don't really look. Whatever, that sucks. Did she report it missing? Okay, well, that's good at least. So scary. Yeah, I mean, losing your driver's license, that's one of my biggest nightmares. I don't think there's that much you can do, babe. Yeah, I mean, it's reported missing. Hey, maybe it's gonna show up. Maybe, you know, it's in the wrong pocket of the jacket or something. I'm sure it will work out. Come here. It's gonna be okay. Well, you said they already backtracked every step. Yeah. They went around looking for it, went back to her job, and all the places where she had been during the day. It's reported, you know? It's gonna be okay. The game? Yeah, it's going pretty well. I decided to start from scratch. I just helped an elderly lady save her frying pan. No, it's a thing. It's one of the kind of side missions. It's actually one of my favorites. Well, you know, Geralt is very, very multi-talented, for sure. He slays monsters and he retrieves missing frying pans. Well, technically not. She thought she had lent it out to someone and then that person, you know, never really returned it to her again. Turns out that wasn't exactly what happened. No, I found it just outside. She was very, very thankful. Even gave me some apple juice for my efforts. I don't know, maybe Geralt looks like someone who really likes this apple juice. Yeah. That's a smile, at least. You want to come lay in my lap while I play? Always. There is always room for you right here. Come. Put your head in my lap, okay? And I am going to teach you everything about The Witcher.
Okay.
Prepare to be amazed. So, you play as Geralt of Rivia, badass monster slayer and witcher. I am very glad you asked. See, witchers are kind of like humans, but they are taken, kidnapped really, when they're kids, trained, and physically muted for the purpose of killing monsters, really. Well, they were created to protect settlers from monsters that roamed the wilderness before the continent was fully settled. And they possess superhuman strength and speed, among other unique abilities. So, the mission for this whole, this is the third game, right? So the mission is to find Ciri. Now, Ciri is one of the few people that Geralt really, really holds dear. It's kind of said that, you know, witchers don't really have true human emotions, but they are wrong. That's just a rumor. Yeah. So Ciri is, she's kind of like his daughter in a way. Not biologically, you know, but in another way. So, short story. Geralt actually saved Ciri's father before she was born. Mm-hmm. So, as a thank you for Geralt having saved him, he said that he would give Geralt anything that he could possibly wish for, right? So Geralt, not really knowing what to choose, he said, "I like to, you know, invoke the law of surprise." So the law of surprise says that a great deed, such as saving someone's life, deserves a repayment that is equally as great and as unexpected as having saved one's life. And in return, a person can claim on something that the person returning the favor doesn't have yet, or, like, at least doesn't know that they have yet. That turned out to be Ciri. Because Ciri's mother, she's called Pavetta, actually became sick. You know, she was having morning sickness while Geralt was visiting. Therefore, they kind of find out that she's pregnant. And the law of surprise was to give Ciri to Geralt. It is, but it's, you know, it's fiction. But it is kind of, you know, it's an interesting story for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, they get points for creativity. Yeah. It's not... I mean, I like the first episode of season 2 of the series. That was a good one. Yeah, and there are definitely, like, good moments in the series too. It's pretty good overall. But it doesn't really have much if you compare it like to the books, for example. The books are so detailed and they're so well written. It's, yeah, it's like, I know, like, you, it's not really fair to compare like a series or a movie to a book, because they can never really compare, right? The books are always going to be better because they're always going to have much more in detail. And if you ever like read the books before you watch the movie, you know, odds are you're gonna be disappointed because, you know, your characters doesn't look the way that you envision them to look. Maybe they don't exactly follow the storylines, and, you know, yeah, whatever. And that's, I don't know. Yeah. But the game is really, really good. I've played it quite a few times now. Because there's so many like little side missions and such, and you don't want to actually miss out on anything. Yeah, it's pretty great. Baby? Okay, I'm just checking to make sure that you're still here with me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we gotta find Roach. Oh, the horse. Yeah. He calls all his horses Roach. Not really sure why. I mean, it isn't exactly the first name that I would give a horse. It's a little strange. I don't know. I don't know what I would call her. Like, Beauty, maybe? That's a nice name for a horse. Okay. Okay, you give it a name then. Okay. I'm not totally mad at it. He looks super sleepy. You can close your eyes for a little bit if you want to. Of course. You look super, super cute. Mm-hmm. I love it when we do this, you know. When I'm just playing a game and you're just laying in my lap. I really love you. You know that? Good. Okay. I gotta focus. Gotta slay some monsters.